Just one machshava to begin really the final stretch of the Daf Yomi cycle. And that is, so we just started learning Seder Kachem. Now everybody knows that in Brisk and all the sniffing of the Brisk, they learn Kachem. Now I'm not 100% sure why, but I'll tell you what I heard. I heard that the reason they learned Brisk and Kachem is obviously because it was instituted by Maron HaGriz, by the Briskerov. And the Briskerov felt that he had a very unique Derech HaLimud, which is an understatement. And he felt that the best way for him to be able to convey and impart his unique Derech HaLimud would be through the Limud of Kachem. And the reason he felt that way is because all the other limudim, Bava Kama, Bava Metziah, Bava Basra, Gittin, Kedushin, Yevamis, Ksubis, Nadarim, Kvadoshu Bei Rabim. And he felt that there's so many svaras that were already said by Gdoli Achroinim, and as a result, he's going to ask a kasha, so he'll say, Pliny said that teretz, Pliny said that teretz. The kasha is not going to be the end of the world because there's already competing mahalchim to try to be miyash of this kasha. But the Briskerov saw Kachem as a whiteboard. He saw that he had an opportunity to be mechadish, and he can ask kashas when nobody said terutzim, and as a result, he'd be able to impart his derech halimun in a very, very clear way. Because really, his mahalach is the only mahalach in town. And as a result, there's no competition, so to speak. And like this, he'd be able to really, really convey the derech halimud, which is something that's being malava us now, l'dayris already, that he felt was very, very critical. And that's, again, what I was makabel, is the reason that in Brisk, they learn kachem. I know there's other theories, but kach kibalti mei rabbeisai. But it's yadua that there was another school of why maybe Kachem is something that should be learned. And really, that was something that was very, very much professed by the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim, throughout his Sfarim, talks ba'arichos about the chshivas of learning Kachem. It's everywhere in his writings. But most notably, in his Sefer Torah Ar. The Sefer Torah Ar, if you're not familiar, is a Sefer that was written by the Chafetz Chaim with the specific purpose of trying to be Ma'or Yidin to learn Kachem. And if you go through Torah Ar, it gives you a whole bunch of different reasons. But without a question, the Iker reason that the Chafetz Chaim felt that Yidin should learn Kachem is based on something that Chazal say in different places. And that is that if somebody learns Kachem, it's as if he's bringing the carbon that he's learning about. Which means, maybe today we brought carbon shalei lishma, I'm not sure. But if somebody learns about an oila, he's bringing an oila. V'chulu v'chulu. But limud kachem is really nechshab, as if the person brought a carbon. And just to demonstrate with a few very, very well-known gemaras. The gemara says in Mesechtis Menachis Tafkuf Yoram Adalaf, Am Rab Yitzchak, Ma'idich Siv, Zoyz Teres HaChatos, V'zoyz Teres HaOsham. So Rab Yitzchak said, Kalo Oysi B'Teres Chatos, Ki Ilu Hikrev Chatos, V'chalo Oysi B'Teres HaOsham, Ki Ilu Hikrev HaOsham. Another gemara. The pasuk says, "B'chol makoy muktar u'mugash l'shmi." Says the Gemara, "B'chol makoy muktar mugash l'shmi." You can't bring karbanos b'chol makoy. You can only bring karbanos in specific places. Amar Rab Shmuel ben Achmeni, Amar Rab Yonasan, Elu Tamid Chacham. It's referring to the Tamid Chachamim. Ha'iskim b'tayr b'chol makoy. We learn tayr b'chol makoy. Malani aleim kilu maktir magishon l'shmi. When a Talmud Chacham learns kachim, I will consider it as if he brought a carbon. When a Yid learns kachim, he's actually bringing karbanos. One more Gemara. This Gemara is in Masechta. This tainus daf chav zayin on the base, and it's also Gemara Masechtis Megillah daf lamed aleph on the base. The Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yaakov bar Ach, Amar Rabbi Asi, Umoli Mamotis. We're not for korbanos. Lo in the sky, Shemay Vaaretz. Shemay Vaaretz will not be able to exist. How do we know that? Shenemar. The pasuk says, "Vayoymar Hashem Elokim bama edak irashena." So this is in the context of the Brisbane of Zarm. Chazal Baruch Hu promises Avram Avinu right over and over and over again. He's going to get incredible, incredible bracha. And finally, Avram Avinu tells Chazal Baruch Hu, I mean, it's great that I'm being promised all these amazing things, but how do I know that it's actually going to happen? Well, what was his question? What, he didn't trust Avram Avinu that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying he's going to do? Amar Avram, what Avram Avinu meant to say was as follows. How do I know that the Yidden aren't going to sin? And maybe you're going to wipe them out like you did to the Dara Mabel. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm not going to. So this is where Avraham Avinu kicked in. And he said, prove it to me. How do I know? I mean, it doesn't make sense. Because if we're going to sin, we're going to deserve to be wiped out. And I'm assuming you're going to wipe us out. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, Kali Egla Meshuleshes, the Iz Meshuleshes, stop bringing all the animals of the Brisbane Absarim. Why animals? Kol Azvachim. Bring animals. Bring Kachim. Because you're going to bring karbanos, and like this, everything's going to be okay. But Amal Afano, but Avraham Avinu continued. He said, Rabbeinu Shalom, Teinach Bizman Shemes Mikdash Kayim. Avraham Avinu saw with his Vaita Oigin, he had Ruach HaKodesh. He knew that would be a day that we wouldn't have a Beis HaMikdash, where we wouldn't be able to take an Egla Meshuleshes and an Ez Meshuleshes. Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim Mateelim. What's going to be with them then? I already instituted Seder Karbonis. Bizman shekoyrim behem lefonai, malani aleihem kilu hikrivum lefonai, v'ani moichol lehem al kol avoinoy seihem. When the Yidden learn kachim, I will consider it as if they brought the Karbonis, and I'm going to give them the same exact mechila they would have gotten had they actually brought the Karbonis. And this theme of kol oisik b'teiras ha'oila, this theme of Bizman Shi Yisrael, Koyrin Lefonai, Malani Aleim, Kilo Hikrivim Lefonai, Vani Moichlam Akolav Enesayim, is something that underpinned the writings of the Chafetz Chaim, and this was by far the primary reason that he felt that Yidden should learn Kachin. So I just want to read two paragraphs from the words of the Chafetz Chaim, verbatim. Ube'emes, says the Chafetz Chaim, Espalam Ma'oid. I'm very taken aback. Over the fact that Yidden do not make a kfiyas to learn kachim. Imagine somebody would have done something for the king. And the king says, because of what you did, I owe you big time. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give you a piece of paper, and this paper gives you a schus to spend 10 minutes in my oitzer, and you can come and you can take silver, tens of thousands of rubles. Is it possible that this person would take that piska, he would put it in his little chest somewhere, wait for a rainy day when I have nothing going on, and then I'll go and call in my chips. And if you would know a person that did that, everybody would look at him, what a fool he is. And any person that would hear what he did would say, if I had it, this guy's a mishigana. If I had it, I would make so much money. Says the Chafetz Chaim, he says, today we're like that person. Yesh lanu shtar. Schus godol me'ez melech kol oylamim. Hu abayri yisparach ze kam alofim shonim. Sheheftiach lanu ayidei Avraham Avinu. The Gemara we just read. Vayidei neviyov. Shekashe nishtado be'ez ha'goylo. Leida. Vililmoy din yonei ha'karbonois. Yechoshev lanu levad mitzvahs limud ha'toyra oyd schus acher. That when we learn kachin, in addition to the schus of limud ha'toyra, we're going to get another schus. Dahainu ki'ilu kvar kiyamnu hadover b'poyol mamish. Shehekravnu karbonois b'veis mikdoshoi. Ubevadai lo yishnana HaKadosh Baruch Hu hasavta chasai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised it, there's no way he's going to back out. V'anu, yet us. Ba'atzlu seinu. Poshikos, we're lazy. Manichim haftoch ahi b'keren zavis. We leave that proverbial piece of paper, that haftoch, we leave it in the corner. And we don't even pay attention to it. She says, imagine we'd get the psura right now, today, that the Beis HaMikdash was built. Barur hadavar, said the Chafetz Chaim, it's clear to me. I don't care who you are, every person would figure out a way, and he would spend tens of thousands of dollars to go to Eretz Yisrael. To bring a carbon oil for all that says that he was over. Or to bring a carbon toidol. For all the feelings of Hoidah that he wishes he could have brought a carbon toidol for throughout his life, now he would
take this opportunity to bring the Torah. Ubefrat and Eir Lechas V'Shalom Chilul Shabbos Shenes Chayv Ruzachatos and Chalila. Like this is like a postscript in the Chafetz Chaim. If the person wasn't just over an Asay, he was Nebuchad Mechal Shabbos. Bevaday Hoyim Meschazik Bechol Koychay Lalis Leretz Yisrael Ulahakri Lefnei Hashem Shetachupaloi Kadosai. It's Poshet. That's what he would do. I'm skipping a little bit. And now Kol Echad Echam Yisrael B'Mechayov Yochel Lahakri V'Yidei Limudai. We can do this. You don't have to wait for the Beis Hamikdash to be built. You don't have to spend tens of thousands of dollars. It's something we could do today. Al yidei limudei karben oilo, you could be mechap al eze mitzvah se shavar. Ve karben shlome, ve karben toido, al eze toive shoyle meis Hashem Yisbarach. Ve kame minei menachis, ve karben osham, ve karben chatos, ve karben pesach, ve chen kol karbonos amayadam bezmanim. We could do everything that we need to do. Just a little bit of a feel, just a taste, a tayamel, of what's going on here in the Sefer Torah, and really an idea that permeated all the Svarim of the Chafetz Chaim. What came to mind as I was going through the Sefer Torah a little bit was the Hesped that we mentioned several years ago that Rav Meir Shapira, the founder of Daf Yomi, gave when the Chafetz Chaim was Nifter. So Rav Meir Shapira was masked with the Chafetz Chaim. Incredibly, Rav Meir Shapira was Nifter less than 2 months after the Chafetz Chaim was Nifter. But Rav Meir Shapira was maspid the Heilige Chafetz Chaim. And when he was maspid him, one of the themes of the Hesped was that Chafetz Chaim was a Kohen, and he was the Kohen Gadol of the Dar. In fact, Rav Meir Shapira said that it was borrowed to everyone in the generation, that if the Beis Hamikdash would have been built in that Dar, the Chafetz Chaim would have stepped in, and he would have been the Kohen Gadol. And he talks about how much the Kohuna meant to the Chafetz Chaim, how much the avoid in the Beis Hamikdash was something that was important to the Chafetz Chaim, etc., etc. And he says as follows. He says, Kol Diburov, this is Ramesh Shapiro talking about Chafetz Chaim. V'chol machshavoysov, hayorak ba'avoid das Beis Hamikdash. Every word, Kol Diburov, every thought was the avoid Beis Hamikdash. Ba'akdamasei l'chiburov, he said, read the hakdamas to all his chiburim. Doiver tomid mi tikvas o'asidah. Lo'y avar olav me'eis le'eis, v'lo'y avra shah, sh'lo'y diber mizeh mi'bias Mashiach tzedkenu me'avoid das Beis Hamikdash. This is what he writes. He said, Chafetz Chaim was obsessed with Limud Kachim. He was obsessed with the avoid of the Beis Hamikdash. He says, Loi Ovar Ola Me Eis La Eis V'Loi Ovar Shosh Loi Diver Mizeh. Mamish. And you see it in his forum. Chafetz Chaim talked as much about learning Kachim as he talked about Shmir Zalosh. It's clear. This is not Guzma. This is the way it was. It's something that he always, always, always talked about. And this was a huge, huge theme of the Hesped of Rav Meir Shapiro. And then Rav Meir Shapiro, he feared Isis Hesped as follows. He said that we know on Yom Kippur night, so the Kohen Gadol would have to stay up. The reason is, he shouldn't become Tameh, and they would keep the Kohen Gadol up the entire night. And it was an Avodah. It wasn't so easy to keep him up. And we know these Mishnayos, we learned them when we were Kindleach. In the first Mishnah, in the first parak of Masechtes Yuma, the Mishnah says, in the event that the Kohen Gadol was trying to fall asleep, so Pirchei Kohuna, the young Kayhanim, Makin Lefana Be'etz Betzrada, they would hit him with a finger. For Omerle, they would say, Ishi Kohen Gadol, my master, the Kohen Gadol, Amoid, stand up. For Hafek Achas Ala Ritzpah, right, stand up on the Ritzpah. Umasikin Oise Achi Agiyaz Manashchit, they would keep him busy until this Manashchita. Now, how would they keep him busy? So if he knew how to learn, they would tell him, learn. And if he didn't know how to learn, Hoyakoyun Lefana Be'sefer Iyev, Ube'sefer Ezra, Ube'd there were many times that I read the Sefer Daniel. So the Chafetz Chaim, this is mamish, this is the Levaya. And Rav Meir Shapiro is being masped him. So Rav Shapiro got up and he said that I want to be mefarish what was going on in those Mishnayos a little bit homiletically. He says the Kohen Gadol is standing now, he's about to do the Avodah. He's doing the Avodah B'Leil Yom Kippur. Where was he for the last 7 days? So that's the beginning of Masechta Yuma. Shivas Yom Kodim Yom HaKippurim, he was cast away. And when he came into the Yom HaKodesh, he was on such a high Madrega. The Madrega that he was on was mamish adla hafli. So the Kayhanim came to the Kohen Gadol. And they said, Ishi Kohen Gadol, my master, the Kohen Gadol, Amoid v'hofeg achas ala ritzvah. Says, I know you're in the Himlin right now, and you can't even relate to us. How are you going to relate to us? You're coming from 7 days of seclusion, 7 days of Kedusha v'tayru. But maybe one foot, Amoid v'hofeg achas ala ritzvah, plant one foot here on the ground so you could be nice about, you could see a little bit what's going on with us right now. Because our situation right now is very, very dire. They would tell the Kohen Gadol that you're going to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You're going to do the Avodah. Don't forget Eiv. Don't forget the Tzaros of Klal Yisrael. They would tell him about Divrei Hayomim. Don't forget Jewish history. It's been so hard. It's been so bleak. It's been so difficult and so challenging. Forget Nish Divrei Hayomim. They would read him Sefer Ezra. What does Sefer Ezra talk about? Binyan Beis HaMikdash. David, we should be Zoichet to the Ke'ula. Sefer Daniel. Daniel's all the Nevuahs about Beis HaMikdash. And this was the Avodah. This is what was going on. So Ramesh Shapiro turns to the Chafetz Chaim. He said, you were the Kohen Gadol of this dar. He says, we call out to you, Rabbeinu, Rabbeinu, Ishi Kohen Gadol, Amoid v'hafeik achas ala ritzpa. Sham yesh l'cha litoim ba'olam ha'elyon ba'avireinu. You're coming up to the Olam Emes now. You know what's going on in the world. Imagine 1930s in Europe. He says, you know what's going on in the world. You know how hard it is for Jews. You know of this disaster that feels like it's on its way. At the Oyev Yisrael, ha'poisik achrin shalonu, leich ve'emar sham, eich koim ma'unanim, umarudin anu b'yom shal tzores v'gzeres rois, re'esh yi ha'kets l'tzorei seinu, re'esh am liskoi soysanu, yovei zakev yichapar alachayev. And he pleaded to him. He says, go up to Shamayim and talk about the Eiv of Astutzach Dornevel. Talk about the Divrei Hayomim. And Davin already from Ezra and Daniel. These were the words. These were the words that Rameh Shapiro said when it was Masper the Chafetz Chaim. Rabbi said, tomorrow night, Chav Dalet El is the yard side of the Chafetz Chaim. And it's a Pele de Gezach. It's mamash unbelievable. When you appreciate how much Limud Kachem meant to the Chafetz Chaim, that Klal Yisrael starting to learn Seyd the Kachem on the yard side of the Chafetz Chaim, to me, from all the hashkachas that we've had in this last machzer, this might be number one. And it's not just how much Limud Seyd the Kachem meant to the Chafetz Chaim, but how much Daf HaYomi meant to the Chafetz Chaim. And everyone knows Rameh Shapiro is, of course, the one that's credited with founding Daf HaYomi, and it was his rayon, it was his idea, but it was done very much with the support of the Chafetz Chaim. Right? Rameh Shapiro was a younger man, mamish, in his early 30s, when Daf HaYomi started, and he told the Chafetz Chaim that, you know, I'm going to come up and I'm going to introduce Daf HaYomi. No one's going to pay attention to me. You should do it, right? Maybe one of the big rebbes should do it. If I'm going to know what's going to... But the Chafetz Chaim said it was your idea, and Iu Lahavi Parvanka, you're the one that's going to have to say. He said, but no one's going to take me seriously. He said, don't worry. I want you to be the last person to walk into the room. Everyone knows the story, right? It's a true story. Everyone knows the story that Rameh Shapiro was the last one to walk in. The Chafetz Chaim was sitting. The Chafetz Chaim stood up for Rameh Shapiro. And when everyone saw the cover that the Chafetz Chaim gave Rameh Shapiro, they said, he's obviously not just another younger man, and we have to take him seriously. And as they say, 100 or something years later, the rest is history. But when you appreciate how much Limud Kachem meant to the Chafetz Chaim, how much Daf Yomi meant to the Chafetz Chaim, for hundreds of thousands of Yidden to start Kol HaZvachim on the yard side of the Chafetz Chaim, I mean, it's poshet, something's happening over here. That's above my pay grade. But either way, I think for those unsure whether or not this is the right time to jump in, I think it's a double poshet. Simon and Milsi in the beginning of a year, in Lucha Simon and Milsi, he gedoyla mizu, I think in the schus of learning Seder Kachem, Bizoicha, that the Hilge Chafetz Chaim on his yard side will be Melamed Schus, will be Melitz Yosha for Yidden, will be Melitz Yosha al Kol Yachid v'Yachid, and really for Klal Yisrael b'chlal. And our tefillah is, like Rameh Shapiro, Davin, our tefillah is, we turn to the Chafetz Chaim and we say, Ishi Kohen Gadol, Amoid v'Hofek Achas al Aritzpa, at least Chafetz Chaim's a Malach, but with one foot here down on this world, take a look at what's going on over here. V'Kairu L'Fanav say for Eiv, the Ezra, Daniel, Divrei Hayomim, take a look at all the Yiddish tzaras. Klal Yisrael needs a geula. This is our only way out of the situation that we're in. And in the schus of us learning kachem, and the schus of us bringing karbanos every day, and in the schus of the Chafetz Chaim, we should take a bizoicha to the geula shleim b'meher b'yameinu. Amen.